hands chained and ankles also tied apart. The hair had gone, as had all the skin off the face, neck, and shoulders. Ryan sniffed, catching the faint scent of gasoline. There were vicious whip marks across the chest, stomach, and thighs. The deterioration of the body made it difficult to be sure, but there were what looked like a number of small-caliber bullet holes around elbows and knees. Most of the fingers were hacked away, and those that remained were bent and broken.
Skull face.
The other three looked at Doc, then back at the ragged, stinking corpses. Ryan nodded.
Guess so. Muties wouldn't do this. Stickies might burn men or women, but not this. This is something else.
The thought of who that someone else might be continued to nag at him, all the way through the ville and up the rise to the waiting wag train. Ryan reported what they'd seen to only Major Ward and Elder Vayer, refusing to talk about what they'd found in Salvation to any of the settlers. There were some delicate decisions to be made, and it was best that they weren't made by a mob. He described the township and told them that it seemed to have been raided recently. There was good water, but no food supplies at all.
Wood?
Yeah. Enough to keep you going for weeks. Funny. Looked like a couple of old buildings, one of them a school, had already been pulled down. Plenty of wood with fresh edges to it.
How about people? Are there any of the Lord's anointed down there, Mr. Calder?
If they'd been anointed by the Lord, then they sure weren't talking about it.
Dead, Ryan?
Major Ward took off his battered Stetson, with a suitably mournful expression on his face.
Dead as you can get.
Those mutated sons of nukedom.
No.
No?
That's what the man said, Reverend.
Then what?
Not muties. The way I read it, there were a few folks hanging on to some sort of life in what was left of Salvation. Along comes someone, likely the skull-faced chiller they speak about, and he and his gang take over the ville.
And they murdered the poor folks? Oh, that such wickedness should flourish. Are thine eyes closed to this almighty savior?
Guess he can't be everywhere, Padre.
What do we do? Pass the place by, I guess, or just stop for water and wood.
Vayer wagged a bony forefinger in Ward's face.
If it be the place of blood, then we shall conquer it. Our women are tired and our babies weep for rest. That looked a likely and godly place down there. You saw no heathens, Mr. Carter?
None living.
The wagmaster looked to Ryan for help.
If this skullface took the local wag into the hills, then he might likely come back again, any time. We got no place to run. Ox wags don't get you away real fast. Ryan?
Not my business.
Ryan had already made up his mind this train was bad news. Ward was right. Oxen meant death if the chillers returned. If they could butcher a dozen innocent folk, they weren't likely to draw the line at 100.
It's my business, Major Ward. Please see that my request is carried out. We will dwell in the remains of Salvation for 3 full days. Is that clear?
Ward shook his head and clapped his Stetson back on.
Sure thing, Elder. Can't say I like it, but by golly, I'll do it.
Ryan left the one-sided meeting and rejoined the others. The wag train wound its way along the blacktop until it reached Salvation. Ryan walked faster to snatch a word with the wagmaster, who was striding out, leading his pony.
You ready for trouble, Major? You'll see for yourself what's happened there. Could happen all over again.
No way, son. You ever heard of lightning striking twice in the same place?
Yes. You bet I have. A shopping mall? Untouched?
That's right, son.
Ward nodded, pointing at his map.
Right smack on it. See there?
Huh. I see a cross drawn, Major. I see the words shopping mall, undamaged and full stocked. I see that.
And you don't believe it?
Come on. You believe it, Major?
Man who sold me this here map said it was true. Said there was even some gas wags still sealed up, ready to be driven away.
Huh.
That was maybe different. The idea of there being a shopping complex still unravaged anywhere in Deathlands was so unlikely that Ryan barely gave it a second thought. But the story of there being some mint-fresh wags piqued Ryan's interest. The wagmaster nudged Carter with a bony elbow.
Tempting, ain't it, son?
Sure, of course it is. But the chances of it being true...
This here map ain't been wrong since I started using it. Waterhole was where it said, and Salvation was just like it showed. Like manna for the chosen people.
How far? Looks like a good day's ride from here. Northeast up into those hills.
Day there, day back. Eldervere wants to rest here. Don't need us, does he, son?
Ryan considered that, looking away up the glittering metal rails, wondering where the locomotive had gone with its crew of killers and torturers.
Suppose Skullface comes back.
It was now somehow assumed by everyone that the railroad train had been taken by the mythical Skullface.
We post a watch. Look out there. Anyone could see him coming the moment he leaves the foothills. Must be 20 or 30 miles off. Get a reception party for him.
Don't know his firepower.
Yeah, but we can hold the Ville easy. Ring the railroad with blasters.
It made sense, and Ryan was occupied with the magical idea of a pristine shopping mall. One with brand new wags, untouched for 100 years.
Okay. But I'll leave Jack, Doc, and Mildred here. Me, Christy, and JB will come along.
Just four of us. Be one hell of a scouting party. Start at dawn tomorrow, just the four of us.
It turned out to be five. Jack flat refused to be left for 2 days among the settlers in Salvation. Particularly, he refused to be left with the hungry daughter of Elder Vare. The journey took the better part of the day. They kept their horses at a steady walk, occasionally heeling them into a canter. They stopped around noon for some jerky and a few mouthfuls of warm water, keeping on through the heat of the day. The map showed the supposed shopping mall at the junction of two highways. They paralleled one of the blacktops that cut from Salvation, angling away from the railroad, leading to a low range of hills, dull-colored, like sand after a rainstorm. The junction was about 8 miles beyond the point where the road reached those hills. They'd seen the tumbling clouds, long miles ahead of them, that told of some heavy rain. Ryan thought back to the flash flood, but the terrain they were crossing was completely different. No deep draws to channel the bubbling, rushing water into mud. As the sun sank and the light began to slither away toward dusk, Jack said he thought he'd seen something moving among the slopes ahead of them. Something or someone. But they saw no signs of life.
We gonna camp before we reach this place, Major?
Safer out here than in among the arroyos, young lady. What does everyone else think?
Yeah, sure.
There was a general agreement with Major Ward's judgment. With five of them, they were able to split into 90-minute watches. With nothing to cook and no obvious threat from wildlife, there was no point in bothering with a fire. It wouldn't do anything to protect them, and it could lead any potential enemies toward them as easily as a billboard. The night passed uneventfully. Ryan took the middle watch and was relieved by Jack. It was a virtually moonless night, but the boy's parchment hair still glowed like a nuke halo. Ryan readied himself to slide under his blanket, next to where Christy lay asleep.
Nothing moving.
Ryan?
What is it?
Can we talk?
Sure.
He squatted alongside the teenager, who sat cross-legged, cradling his huge magnum blaster in his lap. Jack didn't say anything until Ryan prodded him.
You want to talk? Then let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on, Jack.
Sharon Vare.
What about her?
Likes me.
That's like saying water's wet, a red rat count chills. What about it? She hasn't been bearing her soul to you again, has she?
No, but keeps talking. And nobody else hears, every day.
Talking? How do you mean?
Says we'll fuck her. We'll give kids. We'll marry. We'll fuck. Mostly we'll fuck.
Why not? Oh, I know that our old man won't likely fall on his knees and thank his maker if he finds out. But I don't think he'll reach for his scattergun either. So?
Don't wanna.
Hey, come on, Jack. Sharon's real pretty. Doesn't have the brains of a shithouse door, grant you that, but pretty.
Wants to marry.
But you've been saying you wanted to leave us in this kind of life. Settle down.
Ryan looked up as something fluttered overhead. From the erratic movement, he guessed it was a bat.
And you know that we've all agreed with that. Fireblast, Jack. This isn't a real life for a young man.
I like it. Like being with you, Christy, Doc, even JB, and now Mildred. Good. You're my friends, not outcast. Like that.
Sure. But it's a today life, and it's bastard short on tomorrow's, Jack. One day we'll all get tickets on the last train to the coast. And what do we have to show for it? A lot of corpses, Jack. That's all we gotta show.
Not true, Ryan. You leave places and people better.
Well, that's a nice way of putting it, Jack. But that's not enough. You want to settle down and have kids with a good woman.
Uh-huh. Like you and Christy?
Hey, fuck you, Jack. What we do is... All right. Guess I got it coming.